I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Well, nothing says Vanderpump Rules like Samantha Bee and Dan Rather. Just kidding. We're going off Bravo topic tonight because I've never had Samantha Bee on the show. I've never met her. I'm so excited. I'm such a fan of hers. I think she's so wise and smart. And you know what a fan I am of Dan Rather. So the two of them should be fantastic, and I'm really excited about tonight's show. Okay, enjoy.
His interviews are very revealing, and her show is called Full Frontal. It's Watch What Happens Live with Samantha Bee and Dan Rather now. In the Bravo Clubhouse on a Monday night with two people who probably haven't had the time to eat or sleep very much since November 2016. My first guest made you laugh and think and then laugh some more during her years as a Daily Show correspondent. You can now catch her handing the patriarchy its ass each week on Full Frontal with Samantha Bee. Please welcome for the first time in the Clubhouse, Samantha Bee, everybody. Next guest is a news icon who we've all counted on to be a steady hand in uncertain times, and I think we need him now more than ever. He is the author of What Unites Us, Reflections on Patriotism. It's out now. He also hosts Dan Rather's America on Sirius XM Radio Andy. It's my friend Dan Rather. Great to see you, Dan. You know what? Two news legends in your own way.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. I'm assuming the two of you have met each other before.
We've not met each other before.
We have not.
No, we have not. I've tried. I tried to get Dan to come on the show before, and he said no.
So now he
has to.
He was afraid. You know, this woman is... it's really intimidating, and I like to think I don't intimidate easily.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
I like it.
To be with a woman who's so brilliant, so intelligent, and can be so devastating. No wonder I've been ducking the show.
Yes. Well, our president might have said he wanted more people from Norway coming into the U.S., and to that I say, hands off, queen. These new Norwegians are here to see me behind the bar. It's the Norwegian Olympic curling team debuting their new uniforms designed by Loudmouth. Hey, guys, I love the new uniforms. They look great. And I love to see curlers who drink. That's good. Let's get started. Samantha, there's so much man drama on Vanderpump Rules lately. I just want to get your opinion on some of the men's behavior. Mm-hmm. If your significant other was flirting with his gay best friend, would it make you feel uncomfortable?
If he was flirting with his gay... No.
No.
No, that seems fine to me.
What do you think about your husband always getting blackout drunk and doesn't remember making out with other they're girls.
Not as okay with that situation.
What do you think of a guy being constantly unfaithful to his significant other?
Already.
When is enough is enough?
Immediately.
Immediately.
Immediately, that is enough. Right. No.
What would you do if your significant other was always talking about your sex life in public?
In public? I think he does.
Okay, thank you very much. Very good. By the way, just want to say, I'm going to be interviewing Dan tomorrow night at the 92nd Street Y here in New York City. There's still a few tickets available. Come see us tomorrow night in New York City. And I should mention that our Watch What Happens Live podcast is now available on Apple Podcasts. So if you want to listen to us in the car, check that out. I am sure you have tons of hard-hitting questions for Samantha Bee and Dan Rather. But before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, since these two seasoned interviewers are my guests in the clubhouse, I bet they thought that they had the night off from asking the tough questions. But here's what they thought wrong. It's time for questionable behavior. I'll show you some potential interviewees, and you both tell us what question you are dying to ask them. Okay. Oprah Winfrey, Samantha, what would you ask Oprah?
Oh, are you sick of people asking you if you want to run for president? Your life is far too awesome for that.
Yes.
Why? Damn.
What would you ask Oprah?
Are you really going to run?
Right. There you go. What about Ronnie Jackson, who, of course, is the White House doctor?
Are you a real doctor?
Right.
Are you kidding?
Show me your medical certificate.
Okay. Meghan Markle.
Oh, can I trade places with you for one day?
Yes. Dan, would you have a question for Meghan Markle?
Yeah, what are your questions for Meghan Markle?
How did you get to be so smart?
Right, yes, she got it. Tom Brady.
I pass on that.
Yeah. Dan, what would you ask Tom Brady?
How does it feel to be a GOAT? Greatest of all time.
Yes. What about Putin?
Oh, I have so many questions for him. Oh, will you be on Full Frontal?
Yes.
Can I interview you? Please come on my show.
Yes.
I like that.
Dan, what would you ask Putin?
Well, I'm keeping in mind he recently plunged into freezing water bare-chested. I guess I'd ask him, are you crazy?
Right, yes. What about Tanya Harding? Do either of you have a question for Tanya Harding?
I don't. No, I saw the whole movie. No, oh,
yes.
God, yeah. I wouldn't mind spending the afternoon with her.
Yes. Dan, you lived it.
Well, I'd say to her, think about how you can move on. How can you move on?
Very good. Thank you very much. Second, since Dan's last appearance on this show, the nation seems more divided than ever, but thankfully, he wrote the book on what unites us. So here's what. It's time for another installment of Rather Reassuring. I'm going to go through some troubling world events. Dan, you tell us why it's all going to be okay. Sam, you tell us if you feel reassured.
I need to feel
reassured.
Dan,
what are your reassuring thoughts to the country about our president's immigration laws and the fact that he allegedly referred to African nations as asshole countries?
Forgive him. He knows not what he does.
Are you?
I don't feel reassured.
No. Okay.
It's not working.
Dan, what are your reassuring thoughts to people who are nervous that Trump is threatening that he has his finger on the nuke button?
I wish I could help you. In this case, I don't have any reassuring.
You don't.
Oh, my God.
Sam and I are definitely not reassured.
No.
Dan, what are your reassuring thoughts on the government? About the extreme partisanship and the back and forth blaming? It seems to be getting worse.
Well, it is getting worse. And here's where we need to back off, take a deep breath, and say, let me understand you, brother or sister.
Okay. Oh, I like that. I'll take comfort. Okay. I think that's possible.
Dan, for our single viewers, what are your reassuring thoughts to everyone who may be spending Valentine's Day alone?
Andy, you're the lover in this group. I'm going to kick that back to you.
You know what? You can do whatever you want. Screw it. Valentine's Day is a bogus holiday anyway. Yes. All right. Thank you very much, Dan. Finally, since both of my guests cover politics during this time, I'm sure they have about a million reasons a day to scream at the top of their lungs. So here's what. Let's make it a million and one with Politic Yell. I'm going to name a Washington type. On the count of three, you two will shout the first thing that comes to your mind.
Oh,
okay?
My God. We're going to scream together.
So I'm going to count to three, and then you will give us your answer.
Okay.
First person, Steve Bannon.
Oh,
first thing that comes to your mind.
Sorry, I already
one,
screamed.
One, two, Three.
Yes, take you're a
bath.
Horrible.
Take a bath.
You're a horrible man.
What did you say?
Take a bath.
Take a bath. Okay. Okay, next person. It is Mitch McConnell. One, two, three.
No! It's not approved of you.
Stop buying your suits at Sam's Club.
Oh, Sam! Okay.
So handsome.
Next person. It is our president. What would you say? One, two, three.
You are not good at this.
Get help. Get help. Get professional help.
Get professional help. Okay, next up, we have Chris Christie. One, two, three.
What a great photo on the beach.
Forgive him.
Okay. Next up, Speaker Paul Ryan. One, two, three.
You are a bad person.
Dan.
Well.
He wants to say that he's a bad person.
Well.
Last up, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. One, two, three.
Let's fight.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm going to go to jail.
Let's fight.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. That's so funny.
Oh, God.
On next week's Vanderpump Rules, Schwartz and Sheena get into it, and the drama isn't exactly pump-teeny. Here's a sneak peek.
You guys are so fake. I cannot.
Sheena, look at your nails. You're the fakest person in this whole building. Oh,
really,
my
Schwartz?
God. A
Schwartz
selfie.
Is standing up for his wife for the first time. Bravo,
Sheena,
Schwartz.
Sheena.
Bravo.
Sheena,
you're being a
Sheena,
man for
you're
once.
Fake from head to toe. You have no personality. You're nothing. You're a bootleg Kardashian.
You?
All you care about is a selfie.
And all you care about is making out with chicks in bars.
Oh, my God. It's just like my life.
Samantha, it's a good segue to what is the apology tour that you have going on?
Oh, well, okay, we are doing a very experimental field piece on the show, and we have sent, I've sent my correspondents everywhere in the world and across the United States to apologize for every piece of thing that Donald Trump has done within a 2-week time frame.
Okay.
It's a literal impossible mission. They've been like ricocheting all over the place just trying to say sorry for all the terrible things.
And Dan's going to be on too, right?
Dan
yes,
did it.
Very good.
He definitely apologized to Dan.
Dan, I so am wondering what is going through your mind about Charlie Rose and Matt Lauer and people who were your colleagues and what's going on today.
Well, what's going on is the reckoning.
Right.
That I know many of these people. Some of them I know quite well. I was surprised to hear what happened. But look, it's a new day, and it needs to be a new day. That going forward, it's going to be different, which is men, one, going to be much more accountable than they've ever been before. And two, men are going to be asked to stand up, take a stand, change the whole environment, because it's gone on way too long, as we can see from these tragedies of which are what they are.
When you saw Charlie and kind of what happened after, and he was really erased from CBS completely and PBS, as someone who worked there for so long and was in the business, did that startle you at all to see how quickly that was all dismantled?
Well, it did not surprise me how quickly it was dismantled. Because big corporations and the bigger corporation, the truer it is, they don't like trouble. They don't like controversy. So the fact that they whacked him off right away didn't surprise me. I don't know, but I can only imagine some of what was going through, for example, Charlie Rose's mind, because his identity was heavily with CBS News. It was always like Charlie Rose, the Charlie Rose Show and CBS News. And to lose your identity that quickly. But don't misunderstand me. I'm not making him into a victim. The victims were the women.
I got it. Yeah. Hannah W. texted, Samantha, if you had hosted the Emmys, would you have invited Sean Spicer on stage?
No. I just know.
Let's go to the phones. Kathleen from Indianapolis. Hey, Kathleen, what's your question?
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
Hi, Andy. Love you.
Thanks.
My question is for Sam and Dan.
Okay.
Who is the stupidest politician that you both have encountered in real life?
Oh, gee. I've encountered
stupidest
so many.
Politician that you've encountered.
In real life.
In real life.
That we've met.
That you liked in real life?
No, that you've encountered. The stupidest politician that you've encountered.
Ooh, boy, oh, that's a long
that's
list.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go to Sarah from Florida. Hey, Sarah, what's your question?
Good evening, everybody.
Hi.
My question is for Samantha.
Hello.
Were you ever approached to take over The Daily Show for Jon Stewart?
Oh, no, I was not. No, I was not.
You weren't.
And, no, I was not approached. And I'm so happy because I'm doing my own thing. I actually very much prefer doing my own thing. I think it was better to create my own legacy. Very happy.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Melissa from Bowie, Maryland.
Hey, what's your question?
My question is for Dan. I wanted to know, what was your favorite memory of Nelson Mandela?
You were with him the day that he was released, right?
I was. My favorite memory of Nelson Mandela is I was invited to his home the day he was released. I was with him in his home that night. And I'll never forget that he said, when I asked about forgiving and forgetting, he said, I can forgive, but I can never forget.
Wow. Back to the phones. Christian from Texas. Hey, Christian, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, my question's for Samantha.
Okay.
What was the worst reaction you've ever gotten from a politician who didn't like how they were portrayed on your show?
Oh, I guess the worst reaction I ever got, I mean, people have threatened to sue me for sure, but that was not actually a politician. It was just someone who was just kind of a prominent person. And that was crazy. That was probably the worst reaction. I mean, he really wanted to sue me for the things that he said that came out of his mouth, so it didn't go very far. But that was when I felt the most threatened, I would say.
Rachel G. emailed, Dan, what was going through your mind when you were punched at the 1968 DNC?
Ouch. that hurts.
Olivia C. Facebooked, Dan, since back in the day when you, Peter Jennings, and Tom Brokaw were the big three when it came to news, who do you consider to be the big three in news today?
There is no big three.
Right.
That the whole media landscape is so diffused and spread out, there's no such thing as a big three or a big 30 for that matter.
Yeah. Have you seen either of the former President Bushes since you've interacted with them?
I have seen. You mean lately? Or
yes.
Yeah. I've not seen either one lately. Former President H.W. Bush is very ill.
Yes.
But I haven't seen either one lately, but I have seen them since they left the presidency.
And is your how is the rapport between the two of you?
Well, it's always been very proper, I would say.
Right.
There's no question that they don't like me. But particularly with President H.W. Bush, he's always a gentleman about it.
Yeah.
Kind of a frosty gentleman, if you will.
Samantha, Blair G. wants to know if you ever heard from Ann Coulter after you publicly commended her for being critical of Trump.
What I did? I commended Angela.
Yeah, you did, apparently. Well, according to Blair G., you did.
I have never heard from her
ever.
In my life,
yes.
And hopefully never will.
Dan, Dean J. said, who's one celebrity or politician you interviewed who you thought you would dislike but actually ended up liking in the end?
A pretty long list of that.
Yeah.
Any number of politicians. One of the things you learn as a journalist, don't make up your mind about someone until you've actually met them.
When you left Saddam Hussein, could you walk away saying that there was anything you found that you liked about him?
No.
No.
No. In that case, I would say no. Yeah. Look, whatever else you think of our going into Iraq, Saddam Hussein was a stone cold killer.
Yeah.
And you could not be in his presence and not know that.
And Arafat?
Arafat was more difficult, but I didn't come away saying I love him or I like
him. Right, right.
What I did come away saying is he's smarter than he's sometimes given credit for being.
Castro?
Castro was likable, but his policies are certainly not likable. And the government wasn't likable. But Castro, just the opposite. Look, I once, and I'm not bragging about this, spent from midnight to almost 8 o'clock in the morning killing an adult beverage and smoking cigars. Pretty hard to come out of that session saying, I hate this guy.
It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to an English morning show for introducing us today to a young woman named Fractal who is in love with her Tetris game and wants to marry him. You know what? The world is going to hell, and yet somewhere in Florida, love is alive and well. Tonight's Shackle goes to Jessica Simpson, who this weekend said her husband's toe shoes make her want to bang. Even though this gets the Jackal, I have to hand it to Jessica because she's either developed a great sense of humor, or just thought of the most ingenious way of keeping all the ladies off her man. I want to thank Samantha, Dan, and the Norwegian Film Team. It's Andy. We're still talking to Samantha Bee from Full Frontal with Samantha Bee and Country. Hey, Samantha Bee is the executive producer of The Detour, which premieres tomorrow on TBS. You know if she's involved, it's got to be great.
It's so funny.
I'm going to check it out. Dan Rather's book is another New York Times bestseller. What Unites Us? Reflections on Patriotism. It's out now. All the way from Norway, it's the Olympic curling team debuting their new uniforms designed by Loudmouth. It's Havard.
Close.
Oh, close. Thomas, Torgerd, and Christopher. Very good. So, Dan, what is this about your boyfriend stealing a car?
Oh, my God. Dan Rather somehow knows that I had a troubled teen years and stole cars with my boyfriend, and we were like criminals, and we wanted to run away like Bonnie and Clyde.
So if you want a woman who knows how to hotwire a car, call her collect.
Found one. Very good.
Yeah. You need assistance.
Oh, my gosh. That is so funny. Dan, did you see I, Tanya, by the way?
I have not seen
it. You haven't seen it?
Oh. Okay.
No, I remember that whole period. I was anchoring the evening news.
I know you
the whole
were.
Yes. Tanya Nancy. Affair.
Yes.
But I have not seen the film.
Allison Janney.
So good. She was spectacular. Oh, she was really good. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. My name is Kristen, and I'm calling from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hi, Kristen. What's your question?
So my question is for Dan, and Dan, I would like to know if you could go back in time and interview someone you didn't have an opportunity to interview, who would it be?
Someone in my lifetime?
Yeah.
Well, I would like to have interviewed President Harry Truman. I've interviewed every management president since Harry Truman. I would like to have interviewed Harry Truman, who guided the country through some of its most difficult time into World War II, dropping the atomic bomb, starting the Cold War with the Russians. I'd love to interview Truman.
Dan, have you ever met or interviewed the Queen?
No.
And you've never met her either?
Yes, I believe I met her. I believe I met her in the spring of 1965.
Wow.
When I was was something called the Queen's Garden Party.
Uh-huh.
So I don't want to pad my part here. Let me say, I said hello. I'm not sure that she even recognized somebody was saying hello.
Were you out of the? Were you a correspondent in London for CBS?
I was. Head of the CBS London bureau in 1965 and 66. Although I wasn't there much because I went to cover the Vietnam War, but I was posted there for 2 years.
Wow. Isn't it fun talking to Dan Rather?
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Katie P. from Arizona wants to know, Samantha, will there be another Not the White House Correspondents' Dinner this year?
No, there will not be another Not the White House Correspondents'. I don't want to do, I mean, we were going to do another special. We'll do other specials.
Right.
But we just want to mix it up and do things differently.
By the way, do we know what, will there be a Correspondents' Dinner this year? Do we know?
Well, that's an open question.
Yeah.
My guess, and I'm only guessing, my guess is there'll be a dinner. Whether President Trump comes to that dinner,
he won't.
Or not,
no.
That you might be more likely to see the Dalai Lama ride through here on a giraffe.
I'd be very open to hosting if he was there.
Of course,
yes.
There's
a few things I'd like to
yes.
say.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. It's Abby from Virginia.
Hey, what's your question?
My question is for both of your guests. I'd like to know, what do they think of the White House changing their voicemail message to blaming the Democrats for the shutdown?
Wow, that I hadn't heard.
Yeah.
Samantha?
So, it's classy.
Yeah.
really a class. Chef's right. kiss.
Well, I'd echo that. I think it's particularly classy, the advertisements. If you notice, President Trump and his supporters have been running advertisements about the Democrats, including, in effect, accusing them of murder.
Yes.
Wow.
So, classy. I agree.
Oh,
very, very classy.
Dan, who has been your favorite first lady to interact with over the years?
Well, boy, you know, it's always difficult to point to one because first ladies tend to be easy to get along with, even if their husbands are not with journalists.
Did you get along with Barbara Bush?
I did get along with Barbara Bush. I can't say that I knew her well, but the times I got along with her. But in answer to your question, I would say Lady Bird Johnson, perhaps because she was from Texas, but I'd like to think more than that, that she was unfailingly kind and unfailingly smiling. Even though she knew your reporter on the evening news had taken the hide off her husband, the president.
Right.
She was every inch a lady. So if I had to pick one, I would pick her. But I will say that everyone that I have met has been very gracious as first lady.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, my name is Cassandra. I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
Hi, Cassandra. What's your question?
My question is for Samantha.
Hi.
Did anyone from the White House contact you either before or after Not the White House Correspondents' Dinner?
Oh, no. Nobody from the White House would ever contact me. No. No, I don't have any. I have no access to them. They don't want to talk to me. I don't even think they know who I am, and I like it that way. Let's keep it like that.
Did you read the Michael Wolff book?
Yes, of course.
Did you, Dan?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think?
Well, it was very delectable. I mean, it was delectable. It was like a delicious dessert.
Well, my question, and I want to be clear that I didn't really absorb the book, but my question is, how in the world could they let him into the White House? I think this tells you something about the president's judgment of saying, yes, I'm going to take this guy in. Look, whatever you think of him, he had a reputation of being a hell of a reporter and a reporter who was very tough on sources. So who let this guy in?
Right. And you know, kept letting him in.
And people ask, who let the dogs out? Right. In this case, is who let him in?
Yes. Back to the phones. Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Michelle from Kansas City.
Hey, Michelle, what's your question?
My question is for the wonderful Dan Rather.
Okay.
Dan, I was wondering, do you think Donald Trump actually wanted to be president, or was his candidacy just about attention?
I'm not sure I understand.
Do you think Donald Trump really wanted to be president, or was...
You know, that's a very good question. The answer is, and I don't like to punt, I'm not sure. I think that his previous attempts at making out like he was going to be a candidate for president were obviously to promote condos and golf club memberships. This time around, I'm not sure. I will say this. If it wasn't in the beginning a real effort, fairly quickly on, I think he did see an opportunity and say, you know what? I might really get to be president.
Right.
I do think he was surprised at the election.
Yeah. Before I let you go, I'm wondering your opinion. So much of what's going on in the news and online is about people's outrage over things. And it's mainly about people's outrage over things that people say on Twitter, and then people tweet something and then the apology and it doesn't work.
Sure.
What is your opinion about social media as it drives the news?
Well, you know what? I think social media is a great, it's an amazing tool. And I definitely, I mean, we all use it. It can be frustrating. It can be horrifying. It can be a big pile on. But ultimately, I do think, I mean, if you kind of step back from all of that, I do think it is at least advancing the conversation. Mm-hmm. It's given rise to so many different kinds of voices that you previously would not have heard from. So yeah. I actually do think it represents progress in all of its awkwardness and ugliness, and on some level, I think in the greater scheme of things, I think it's very useful and good.
I want to thank Samantha Bee from Full Fire. Samantha Bee, the apology tour is on now, and Dan Rather, everybody get What Unites Us. It's a New York Times bestseller. Check out the Norwegian curling team at the Olympics. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.